Well, sorry for living.
This week on Isletunes, treasuring trans and non-binary artists of the island, a musical protest highlighting hope and empowerment, and ringing in the year 4723 according to the lunar calendar with authentic Chinese music made locally. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes for the week of January 26, 2025. This is the only island music show to play nothing but music from Prince Edward Island artists, whether they're born here or born elsewhere, but consider this smallest of Canadian provinces their home. Hell, I think it's the only island music show, period. And in light of what's been happening down south in America, it's only been a week. Didn't I tell you it was going to be a shit show? I am moved to verbalize what has been the Isletunes mandate all along. It's been obvious through the music selection, but I don't often spell it out like this. Here's the deal. I am all about putting in front of you music made by every kind of islander. I don't care how much melanin your epidermis does or doesn't have in it. It doesn't matter to me what deity you do or don't believe in. I'm not going to tell you who to love or who you can't. I mean, as a gay man myself, that goes with the territory, duh. And it's also not my place to control anyone's expression of gender. I'll feature your songs and I'll also support you because the only barrier I'ma put in place around here is that you just can't be an asshole. Unfortunately, one of the first things Mango Mussolini did was to make it the United States' official policy that there are only two genders. And as an American myself, yeah, I'm a CFA, I have but one thing to say about that. Fuck that noise. Wow, I'm quickly using up my bleep quota that I just made up and I'm not even to the first song yet, ain't that some shit? Oops, I did it again. Thank you, Brittany. Oh, by way of saying, as long as we live our lives in a way that doesn't hurt ourselves or someone else, it's all good. And I'm gonna fly in the face of my home country's absolute bigotry and persecution by now dropping the virtual needle on a trio of trans and non-binary artists our island has generated. You don't like it? I can bleep all day. Now, basically, what the new White House policy did was to deadname anyone outside of the male and female gender. To deadname someone is to use the name and or pronoun someone was given at birth instead of addressing them by their preferred name and or pronoun. To this end, that's how this group of angry young PEI punkers got their band name, Deadname. With vocals by Genevieve Lewis, bass by Charlotte Lloyd, and drums by Milo Apars, I hope I said that right, the band uses their queer power in many of their tracks to do something punk was essentially made for, protest. This is from their 2020 album, Dysphoriac, which in itself means someone who feels very unhappy, uneasy, or dissatisfied. See how much of an education you get on this show? And a track that pretty much sums up my own feelings toward a certain fungus growing on the toenail of America. The track is Politician's Salute, and that I'm not gonna bleep. I don't have to, because I just warned you about its punky profanities in this...
Isletunes F-bomb alert!
Come on, this is all you. Get on, all this. taller now. And I can't see, feel my mouth bless words that ease. Oh, Millie Ming, please take your time and search your soul. And I promise you, you'll find the truth deep inside. Find the truth deep inside.
Eastbound, that is, and the banjo-y, bluegrassy, non-binary goodness of their 2012 offering All the Seeds We Have Sown on iTunes. That's from their album Furcula, Little Fork. Be the tree that grows taller already. This second artist celebrating gender diversity and island musicians, well, they don't live on PEI anymore, but have long made a home off the grid in the Yukon, Dawson City to be exact. Cud's not just about raw and emotive lyrics and vocals, though. In addition to being a musician, they are a graphic designer, visual artist, and tinkerer, heading up their own outfit, Dire Wolf Media, out of a log cabin that Cud built themselves. Now, from Dawson City to Montreal. Oh, make no mistake, Russell Lauder is from Prince Edward Island, Charlottetown to be more specific, but now makes their home in the Paris of North America as a trans performance artist whose music runs the gamut from experimental to dark dance pop. Russell started releasing their genderqueer brand of silky refrains in 2017, but it was their 2021 album Humor that got longlisted for the Polaris Music Prize of that year. Said prize only goes to Canada's best full-length albums based on artistic merit. Think this album should have got it? Listen to this selection, whose title very much fits this tribute to these island entertainers who have got non-binary name, Lavender, from Russell Lauder on iTunes.
Ooh, the time is quickly fading. You say, will you just be a memory waiting to come and haunt me with the ghost of yesterday? I've learned to go before I try to stay, and I She's falling faster than she thinks I know. How can I run from her with nowhere to go?
So Louder, Getting Loud, and rounding out this musical hug for PEI's trans and non-binary artists with Lavender from their acclaimed album Humor. iTunes is a safe place for everybody, y'all. No matter how you identify yourself, we gotcha. Oh, can't forget that Russell's most recent album is Fair Weather, which came out in 2023. Coming up, Dee Dee Austin, Paul Broadbent, and Rachel Beck set about breaking the chains some try to put around us, in their own unique ways. Zebedee's world premiere will warm up a cold, dreary day, and setting off fireworks for Chinese New Year with displays from two distinctly Chinese instruments. How do you want history to remember you? Haven't thought about it? It's never too late. Me, I wanted to be a famous entertainer, but my own history didn't bear that out. Still, I'd like to think I'd be remembered for being creative, at least, maybe a little self-absorbed, but I'd hope I'd also rate as a decent guy. No Orwellian erasing of past events can truly blot out what went before. I'm talking to you, Ketchup Whisperer. And the same is true as islandnewspapers.com keeps an accurate accounting of how islanders are remembered. Here's a sample, packaged for you as This Week in PEI History. January 29th, 1900, the Daily Examiner offered instruction in the proper use of capital letters, which they advised the grammatically challenged headed the beginning of sentences, proper names, all appellations of the deity, official and honorary titles, titles of books, and more. The paper's masthead brandished the saying, quote, "This is true liberty, when freeborn men, having to advise the public, may speak free," unquote. They attributed this to Euripides, an influential Greek playwright who lived in the 400s BC, and boy does it ring true AT. Ironically, the assumed quote was printed with an egregious misuse of capital letters, the words liberty, freeborn men, and public sporting them needlessly. Wonder what made them put this lesson in the paper in the first place, and what they'd think of the increasingly sucky syntax we see online. January 30th, 1945, the Charlottetown Guardian showcased Charlottetown dietitian First Lieutenant Flora H. Gordon, a graduate of Prince of Wales College, who at that point was supervising meal preparations and other nutritional needs for battle casualties of the U.S. Army who were recovering at the 194th General Hospital in England. Flora also visited patients to check on their progress and worked to make full use of whatever leftovers they had to prevent waste at a time when food wasn't necessarily as plentiful. Should I mention that these soldiers were injured fighting the Nazis, like the ones trying to do up an American version of the Third Reich right now? January 31st, 1964. The Guardian, on its island news page, mind you, announced that the Agricultural Subcommittee of the Centennial Committee, keep in mind 1964 was the 100th anniversary of the Charlottetown Conference that led to Confederation, was extending to islanders the chance to have their farms recognized as century farms. To qualify, your farm just needed to be in active operation and to have maintained the same name for at least 100 years. It was estimated that there were 500 farms on the island that could be eligible for the honor, and those chosen for it were to be given plaques that bore the centennial symbol and the words Century Farms 1964. I'm curious if any current day farms still boast this plaque. Y'all farmers will have to get in touch and let me know.
Hey, this is Julie Robichaux, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
I remember time when I would cry, take me away to cleanse my soul. Look at the sky and wonder why, feeling the pain and all alone. Scrub my skin, strap my hands as they say again, dirty in the end. I'm afraid to embrace, yeah, just who I am. Tell me, tell me, tell me, why am I so different? Why do you think you're so righteous? Won't break me down, I'll stand my ground. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
I see my life through broken eyes. I just want the freedom to let go. I'm in disguise through all these lies. I'm finding a way to take control.
Scrub my skin, strap my hands as they say again, dirty in the end. I'm afraid to embrace, yeah, just who I am. Tell me, tell me, tell me, why am I so different? Why do you think you're so righteous? Won't break me down, I'll stand my ground. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Tell me, tell me, tell me, why am I so different? Why do you think you're so righteous? Won't break me down, I'll stand my ground. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Nineteen-year-old Indigenous pop powerhouse and member of Abugwit First Nation, Dee Dee Austin, with last summer's single, Tell Me Why Am I So Different, on Isle Tunes. This follows her 2023 EP, Stay Dancin', and that followed her pair of Buried Truth releases, which helped put a national spotlight on the experiences of residential school survivors. Dee Dee likes to have fun, too, taking the sounds of traditional and contemporary music from her culture and putting a high-energy spin on it. CBC Music Searchlight has deemed Dee Dee their outstanding Indigenous artist, and every new song she puts out just further confirms the reason why. I remember 1989 very well. We were still in the middle of neon greens, yellows, and oranges, and thumpin' house music was just becoming a thing. But that year also produced folk music, the likes of Elvis Costello, Indigo Girls, Joan Baez. The Grateful Dead even released a collab album with Bob Dylan. PEI had its own version of the latter, Paul Broadbent, who indeed wrote about less provocative topics, but also had plenty to say on the subject of unity on his 1989 record, Little Stranger. In fact, that we are more alike than different seems to be the theme of that album, and there's still social protest in presenting existence as it could be instead of passively accepting the darkness many would like to impose on everybody. Hey, 2025 is the new 1989. Paul Broadbent invites you to open up your door here on Isle Tunes.
Don't be mean to people, 'cause they're not the same as you. We're all alike inside, you know, we all have feelings too. Treat others with respect, 'cause that's what friends are for. And all you have to do to be one is to open up your door. It's all you have to do to be one is to open up your door. Welcome your new neighbor like you welcome a new friend. Make them feel at home so they can settle in. They'll learn from us, we'll learn from them, 'cause that's what friends are for. And all you have to do to be one is to open up your door. It's all you have to do to be one is to open up your door.
Native Rachel Beck with the prescient message that you are stronger than you know on All Tunes, in case you needed the reminder. I always need the reminder. As for Rachel, queen of electropop sheen, she designed this song as a call to strength, and it's also the title track of her 2020 album, which took home Album of the Year at the 2021 Music PEI Awards, plus inspired a slew of ECMA nominations. Not bad for an artist who had only released her first collection 2 years earlier. It should have been a sign that her debut single hit number one on CBC Music's Top 20 chart. It's been a few years since Rachel Beck and us with new music. Hopefully she'll hear this and answer this beck and call. Oh, now, speaking of new music, this fellow dropped some only yesterday as of this taping, even though he just released an album last July. Who does he think he is, Prince? I love throwing that in. Son of Summerside, Zebedee started learning on instruments when he was 8, and by the time he graduated high school, he released a self-produced album on which he played everything. Again, just like Prince. Stop that. That collection was a long week, which wasn't false advertising. He did indeed record it over an 8-day period, hence the title. Last year's collection, Seizure, came from Truth as well. It was a reference to his high school battle with epilepsy, which saw him experiencing 20 to 30 seizures a day. While most teenagers were trying to fill their brains with info for their next test, Zebedee was having to have brain surgery. Thankfully, he seems to have recovered from the condition, and if my empathic senses are working correctly, then I'm definitely picking up hope in his newest song, the oppositely titled Cold Dreary Day. He was already pretty dazzling as a multi-instrumentalist, especially the piccolo bass, which features prominently in his work, but there's a growth in his sound here just since last year that I find unprecedented, and deserving of all the fanfare that comes with an
Wild world premiere.
My window, the sun has gone away. I welcome the fall, 'cause he's here to stay. In the leaves on the trees are all withering gray, but I'm happy to have my cold in dream. Welcome winter. Oh, I hate the cold, but I can't stop December. And I fall like the snow and get blown away, but I'm happy to have my cold and dreary day. Don't resist the changing life. And I wait for June as I stay in autumn. Oh, seasons change, let's change with them. I will, I fall behind and I spring ahead. I remember the summer and every word she said. Oh, the sun will come too when we get to May. But for now, I am happy on this cold and dreary day. Our life is full of change.
From Zebedee, that's Cold Dreary Day on Isletunes. That's certainly a metaphor, at least to me, for the dreariness that's descended on us the past week since, well, I don't have to tell you. But like Zebedee reminds us, spring always comes. That's one I'm going to hang on to. Still to come, the classical guitar wizardry of Frederick Jun Kim Jong, and getting ready for Wednesday's Chinese New Year with Lucy Liu and Tiffany Liu. Maybe PEI's Lupins crap out during the winter, but yeah, live performances don't. They're just not outside, but you can handle that. While you're at it, handle these gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, January 30th, it's Island Jazz featuring father and son team Joey and Julian Kitson there at Baba's Lounge. Also January 30th, it's Anything for Love, the music of Meatloaf featuring Joss Rayom, Brad Milligan, Marley Tricarton, Brandon Howard Roy, and Carrie McClellan. They're all at the Trailside Music Hall, and the show continues on through January 31st and February 1st. Friday, January 31st, it's Richard Wood and friends at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. Also on the 31st, Saltwater Dollies with special guest Rodney Arsenault. They're at St. Louis Community Center in St. Louis. Saturday, February 1st, it's Lawrence Maxwell at The Mac. Looking into next week, February 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's Island Jazz, Spencer Soloduca, and Mercy Please at Baba's Lounge. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley.
Hi, I'm Tamara.
Hi, I'm Loic.
And we're from the Umbrella Collective. And you're listening to Isletunes with Adam Michael James.
Thank you.
The man is a marvel, and PEI's got him. That's Frederick Jung Kim Zong and his rendition of Vietnamese guitar piece, here we go, Rieng Mot Gok Troi, which Google Translate tells me means a secret corner of the sky. That's from his 2018 album, here we go again, Ha Ai Niem, which Wiktionary says transcribes in English as to reminisce or to be nostalgic. Vietnam's got to be nostalgic for Frederick since he left the country in 2019 to move to the island, citing Canada's freedom and quality education system. He comes to us with quite the pedigree. He was the head of the guitar department at the Ho Chi Minh City Conservatory of Music, and he released several albums in Vietnam. He was pretty famous there, to hear his wife tell it. I'm looking forward to the day he records an album here in PEI. Send that vibe out to the universe, people. Totally didn't plan this segue. I don't know where it comes from. The muse delivers and I don't ask questions. But speaking of the universe, January 29th is Lunar New Year, which the Chinese and several other cultures really consider their own New Year. Unlike our reliance on January 1st, Chinese New Year is celebrated on the second new moon that occurs after winter solstice. This usually falls between January 21st and February 20th, and it explains to us non-Asians why the date moves around every year. Their year of 4723, or our 2025, is the year of the snake, and boy is it. But if you want to observe the turning of this odometer properly, head over to the Eastlink Center February 1st for the Chinese Society of PEI's second annual Spring Festival Fair. It's happening that day from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's only $2 a ticket, and you get in free if you're under 6 or over 70. You can take in Chinese New Year and Chinese culture at the same time. Gung Hai Fat Choi, y'all! Let's get the party started early with a woman who performed at the very first Spring Festival Fair. If you're confused, Spring Festival is also another term for Chinese New Year. This lady is proficient on the dulcimer. Wikipedia tells me that descriptor originally referred to a trapezoidal zither similar to a psaltery, whose many strings are struck by hammers. Okay, now my head hurts, so I'll have to soothe it with the sounds of the yangqin, which is a version of the instrument called the Chinese hammered dulcimer. Last year, Lucy Liu posted a video of herself playing A Dream in Red Mansions, a piece inspired by the 18th century novel Zhao Shuiqin. There was a 1987 TV adaptation of this story about ruling class families and also an opera. I don't know if this composition comes from either one of those, and it's also true that there's not an official release of this. I just pulled the sound off a Facebook video, actually, but it's the perfect kickoff for year 4723. Again, this is Lucy Liu, and this is Isle Tunes. Thank you. the dreamy sounds of the dulcimer, as skillfully realized by Lucy Liu. That was A Dream in Red Mansions on IsleTunes. Continuing on with the marking of Chinese New Year on Wednesday, well, why not hit you with some music PEI cred? Tiffany Liu, if there's a connection to Lucy, I don't know, comes from Tianjin and grew up in neighboring Tangshan. Neither is particularly far from Beijing, for reference. While there, she took up the pipa, another plucked instrument similar to a lute, if you know what that is. If you've ever seen a movie or series that takes place in medieval England, you probably saw someone bust one out. Tiffany came to PEI in 2017 with over 20 years' experience on the pipa, and it wasn't long before she started making a name for herself here with her expertise. Case in point, last year she picked up Music PEI's Achievement in World Music Award, told you they were going to factor in here, for her 2023 album Riding the Waves. What a coinkydink! That's the album we're going to pull from for this final nod to Chinese New Year on this episode of IsleTunes. It's a longer track, but you're going to be mesmerized by it. Here's Tiffany Liu with Moonlit Night by the Flowery Spring River. Love that imagery.
Thank you.
Music PEI Award winner and ECMA nominee Tiffany Liu with the leisurely selection Moonlit Night by the Flowery Spring River from her album Riding the Waves on Isletunes. Now, I have it on good authority, Tiffany herself, that she's working on new music and it sounds like it's coming out this year, so be ready for that. Also be ready for this year's Music PEI Awards happening March 8th. That's when we'll find out if Tiffany wins some or all of the three categories she's been nominated for: Achievement in Classical Music, Achievement in World Music, and Entertainer of the Year. Isletunes will again be dedicating two episodes to Music PEI's Awards Week, one featuring nominees and one featuring winners. Bookmark it. A big, big, big merci mille fois to Nathalie Duguay, who made a generous, beyond generous donation to Isletunes via PayPal. The ND's got new music coming out soon as well. Bookmark that. All monies go toward the running and production of this show, so if you want to follow in Nathalie's trace de pas, the PayPal link is in the description. You can also become a subscriber on Patreon for super cheap to get access to exclusive live performances and expanded interviews. Check out patreon.com/isletunes. And now there's also Isletunes merch, t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and all that. Hit isletunes.creator-spring.com. Become an Isletuner by following the podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me on TikTok and Blue Sky as well. In addition to shameless promotion of the podcast, I also post links to where you can buy the music you hear on every episode. Feel like starting off an episode with an Islanderism like Christine McFadgen did for this one? Don't be shy. Send a recording of yourself uttering one to amj@isletunes.ca or leave it on a voicemail at 902-807-4250. This is also how you can get in touch to make comments or suggestions, and if you want to be a sponsor. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hasham. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and that's the last one for January. How did that happen already? February is Black History Month, so be sure we're going to commemorate that around here with some tunes from Black Islanders. Because, like I said when we started, this is a safe space where everyone's music is welcome. Except if you're an asshole. Oh, the bleeps are back. Before I trigger another one, I'll just tell you I'm glad you're here, and I'll be even gladder if you'll tell folks you know that there's a show here that only plays music made on PEI or by folks who have a connection to PEI. Yeah, that'll help. It'll also help for all of us to remember, as Herr Pumpkinfuhrer continues his dismantling of everything right and decent, that ultimately freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.